if a person acts upon the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now here's one way that we can actually remove depression from our lives. Because you see, suicidal thoughts, one of the root causes of this is depression. If we identify what are the root problems in my life that are creating other problems, and in particular here, suicidal thoughts is mostly caused because a person is in that state of depression. So listen to this, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. It's mentioned in Al-Mustadrak that tie the turban and your tolerance will increase. The scholars mentioned that tying the turban, it relieves one from severe depression and it strengthens one's ability and capability of endurance. So no matter what life throws at you, no matter what obstacles come in your path, no matter what hurdles and problems and issues are there, one of the simple and practical, for Islamic brothers in particular, the Imam al-Sharif. And if you wear it because it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that just for wearing it you are getting thawab, you are getting reward from Allah azza wa jal. And this is the currency of the akhirah. Tell me something, if somebody told us, okay, if you wear the Imam al-Sharif, the turban, I will give you 1,000 rand or 1,000 pounds or dollars a day just for wearing the Imam al-Sharif. We'll wear the Imam al-Sharif every single day of our lives. Why? Because we can see some monetary gain. We can see some reward. But here, on the day of judgment, all the currencies of this world, they will be useless. They won't even exist at that time. The currency there is neki, is thawab, is reward, is good deeds. And if we wear this with the intention of sunnah, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will see that monetary gain or that currency of the akhirah day, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, another way of treating depression or removing suicidal thoughts from the mind is not to think about the problems. Yes, look for solutions, and believe you me, our beautiful practical deen of Islam, it teaches us and shows us practical solutions where anybody can apply it in their lives. So look for the solution, sit in the company of Sunni ulama, sit in the company of Muballighin of Dawati Islami. And inshallah azza wa jal, you Islamic brothers out there, you travel on Madani Qafilas, or you attend the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima of Dawati Islami, attend the Dars of Dawati Islami. In fact, start Dars from Faizani Sunnat in your homes. This will have a great positive impact in your lives, in your homes as well. So the scholars mention, don't think too much about the problems. Just look for the solutions. But if you think too much, and it will make you, shaitan will come, he will fan those negative thoughts in our minds. And then it will drift slowly, slowly towards thinking about suicide. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, has said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever suffers from great worries, his body falls sick. So you think about this. The researchers, the scientists of today, this is what they're telling us. That mental problems, like too much of worrying, depression, etc., it will make your body sick. And this is what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us against. That mental problems will create physical problems as well. May Allah azza wa jalla protect us and remove these evil thoughts and waswasas, evil whispers of shaitan from our minds. We need to train our minds. Train our minds that no matter what the condition is, no matter what it is, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises are due to Allah, no matter what my condition. Believe me, if you train your mind like this, you will gain much needed peace of mind and solace, comfort and tranquility in the heart. Never ever leave salah. The ulama kiram tell us, because if a person leaves salah, it's very easy for his iman to weaken to such an extent that shaitan will destroy this person. May Allah protect us, our families, our children, and our future generations from the tricks and the traps of the devious shaitan. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Engage in abundant dhikrullah and salawat. Amir Ahlus Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us that try to walk a minimum of 45 minutes every day. 45 minutes, if you can walk every day, it will have a great impact, great benefit it will give us in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. Try to recite the glorious Quran. The Quran is a shifa. It is a cure for us. When last have we looked at the glorious Quran? Maybe the last Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. This is our condition. Get connected. Get back into connection with the glorious Quran. And Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Ali advises us that minimum, try to recite 3 ayat of the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and the tafsir, the explanation from Siratul Jinan or Nurul Irfan or Khazainul Irfan, so we understand the verses correctly. Be in the company of upright, practicing, sincere Muslims. Yes, I agree with you. It's hard to find, but inshallah azza wa jal, if you join the beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islam, you will find it there. Also, subhanallah azza wa jal, if a person makes proper wudu, if a Muslim fasts, not just a Ramadan fast, but like Amir Ahlus Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah encourages us that every Monday, try to keep the fast, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would fast on Mondays. Do you remember why? When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why do you fast on a Monday? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in some of hadith that on this day, the first revelation, the first wahi came to me. And also, this is the day I was born. Kya baat-e Madine ki, subhanallah azza wa jal. Nevertheless, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, fasting and the performance of wudu. A non-Muslim doctor has stated that I wash the faces of my patients who are suffering from depression or suicidal thoughts 5 times every day. Who is saying this? A non-Muslim doctor. 5 times a day, I wash these patients' faces. Others say that we wash the faces of our patients 5 times a day, we wash their hands. And we see that their depression is removed. We see that their condition is improved. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The same doctor says that depression is less common amongst practical Muslims because they wash their face, their hands, their feet 5 times every day. That is, they perform wudu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This non-Muslim doctor is telling us that practical Muslims who perform their salah, who make their wudu regularly, they face less depression than others. It is mentioned by the famous neurologist and the founder of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud. He says that fasting plays a major role in the removal of depression, in the removal of anxiety, of worry, of suicidal thoughts, and all these mental tensions. Now you tell me, a Muslim who performs wudu correctly and is punctual with his 5 daily salahs and practices on the Madani in'am, as I mentioned earlier, of fasting every Mondays, will he really suffer from tensions, from anxiety, from depression, as many others are suffering from? Of course not. May Allah protect us against these mental issues.